This is the Blaze Radio On Demand.
In the next 19 seconds, you could sell your home. Okay, it's not going to sell your home, you're going to take a big step toward getting it sold. Go to realestateagentsitrust.com and find an agent selected by my team, a professional who shares your values and speaks the truth. Sell your home fast and for the most money. Get moving at realestateagentsitrust.com.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
Are there any good movies opening up this weekend? Anybody have any plans this weekend?
Yes, it's called the National Football League.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So, most men have that plan.
Yeah. I'm going to be,
You're going to be.
You know what starts this weekend? Sully.
Yes.
Oh, that looks really good.
Watching the preview for Sully, and you watch the trailer, they make it seem like he was this tortured character and everyone was questioning him.
Yeah.
I don't remember a word of that.
I don't either.
All I remember him was landing the plane, hero. That's all I remember.
Investigators are already saying, wasn't like that. We didn't, there was no, we didn't cast suspicion on him. It didn't go down like that.
No, I don't remember that at all.
Why would they do that?
I don't know.
I guess you need attention.
I haven't heard a response yet from the people who made the movie as to whether, or to Sully himself.
All I know, it is a boat, a plane, a spacecraft, do not go vacationing with Tom Hanks.
Thank you.
Because we were in New York when that happened.
Yeah, we could see it from our building.
The plane, the boats coming up and rescuing people off that plane.
That was pretty amazing.
So we were pretty engaged in that story. I mean, we didn't see the plane hit the water, but I mean, right outside our studios in New York, you could see where it was.
Hero.
And immediately, at least to my perception, everyone considered him a hero. No one could believe how well he did. Mm-hmm. It was incredible. And then in the movie trailer, it's like, was he drunk? I don't remember any of that going on at the time.
Why didn't you land at LaGuardia? It was right there.
You could have turned around and made it.
Because I really wanted to try to land an aircraft in the water.
Right.
And I haven't been swimming in a long time.
Right.
But it
looks so refreshing.
It was. It does look like a riveting movie, though.
It does. Right,
When Tom Hanks is good, Tom Hanks is great.
Yeah. I don't know I've ever seen him bad. He's been in bad movies, but yes.
I don't know if I've ever seen him bad either.
No.
He's always good. He's been in some movies that were not good.
He's bad when he talks politics.
Joe in the Volcano.
Volcano?
Yeah.
Comedy. Some people like some. I mean, some of his comedy stuff early on was a little shticky that some people don't
enjoy. I love the money.
The Lady Killers
Bachelor
was bad.
Party.
Lady Killers was really bad.
Yeah.
I didn't see that at all.
I think that's what it was called, right?
Can I tell you? I told Pat, and I wonder about this one because I tried to watch it with my son, and Rafe was like, Dad. Please, they're in colonial clothes. Please, no.
I'm with him on that, by the way. I totally.
Yeah, I mean, and I had a hard time because honestly, the first couple of episodes, I'm having flashback to my mother watching Upstairs, Downstairs, and I don't even know what that thing was about. It was just on the BBC, and it tainted my view of the BBC, and only Sherlock could break that. Everything that came from the BBC. I would break out in cold sweat. It's like Upstairs, Downstairs. Horrible, horrible stuff. And then you put people in colonial clothes, then all I can think of is like, I don't know, Emma or one of those Jane Austen.
Great movie.
Oh, stop.
Great movie.
Oh, my gosh, Jane Austen.
Jane Austen is awesome.
Oh, my gosh.
Who are you?
Awesome.
Pat Gray is...
I am a well-rounded individual.
Are you?
Over here, that's who I am.
I'll tell you how well-rounded...
I can't take Jane Austen movies because they're always the same with some guy in a uniform that's going, hey, look at me. I'm here to rescue you. Oh, shut up.
Let me tell you how well-rounded Pat Gray is.
I don't know any of them that are like that.
First of all, pretty much once a week, we will venture out together and get lunch at Taco Bell because we're healthy individuals.
That's right.
And when we do, Pat often will drive because he has more room in his car and we're fat. And so, and when we get in, without fail, at the loudest volume I have ever heard in my entire life in a car is Boston playing.
Not
as
every time.
As soon as he turns on the ignition.
Not every time. Sometimes it's Foreigner.
It is sometimes Foreigner. I will
Once in a while.
For him to say Jane... For him to say Jane Austen.
That is surprising.
That's crazy.
I feel like it was a little
bit more rounded, my friend. I am.
I guess
well,
so.
Well, you are getting more and more well-rounded.
Yes.
So anyway, the...
Welcome.
So I'm surprised that you like it because it's in colonial clothes, and I have a hard time with that even myself.
Yeah, I have a pretty bright line at World War II. That's my personal policy. Anything before World War II, no thanks.
I do not share that policy.
I don't share that either, but when you get to colonial times, I have a really hard time with it.
Yeah, I don't know. What's your line? Do you have a time period line?
You're talking about you love Turn.
No, I didn't.
There's a lot of you didn't?
No, I watched maybe two episodes and didn't like it.
Because you spoke of it highly on this.
No, I watched maybe three episodes, and I liked it. And then something happened, and I was like, eh.
Well, there's a lot of sex, and we had to turn it off.
It wasn't.
I hate that.
I have a hard time
I know you don't.
I have Man, a hard time.
You're probably watching it with your 4 and 5 year old kids. Hey, look at that. What a rack.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
The last time you purchased your mattress, you were also paying for things you didn't know. You're paying for the showroom, you're paying for the guy's salary who helped you, the commissions, and the reseller's profit. Casper Mattress has changed all of that. They sell directly to you. That's why the most comfortable mattress you have ever slept on is going to save you a ton of money. Cost you much less than the mattress you bought years ago. Casper was invented with two high-tech foams that guarantee that you sleep cool and comfortable with the support that you need. Also, Time Magazine, because of this, named it one of the best inventions of 2015. And your Casper mattress ships free and is delivered in a small, really, honestly, how did they do that kind of box? Tanya and I have a Casper mattress, and we love it. Try one in your own home for 100 nights, risk-free. If you don't love it, they're going to pick it up and refund every single penny. And right now, you can get $50 off of the purchase of any mattress by visiting Casper.com/Glenn. Use the promo code Glenn at checkout. Terms and conditions do apply. Casper.com/Glenn.